the rest of the story. You say the word auction, a vivid impression leaps into one's mind, a clear mental picture superimposed with clattering verbosity at great velocity. The auction tradition crosses cultures, spans the length and breadth of human history, and always with that one humorous potential, the bidder swept away by the excitement of the event, ultimately in possession of something that he really didn't need and didn't want. And that's just the way it happened one fine spring day, 1,805 years ago. You're not going to know whether to laugh or cry when you hear the rest of the story. His name was Marcus Didius Julianus, a product of a prominent family, a native of the city which is now Milan, Italy. Marcus Didius Julianus. He would have liked us to remember all of the impressive things that he did, important positions he held, his distinguished service in the army, his provincial governorships. Fact is, his principal distinction was his vast wealth, money. Marcus was loaded. And it was perhaps for that reason that he loved auctions. Marcus could bid with confidence, of course. Anything he wanted badly enough, he almost always could outbid the other bidders. Then one day late in March, 193 A.D., Marcus heard about an auction being held in the camp of some Praetorian guards, and Marcus attended. And actually, the Praetorians were auctioning only one item. It was an old relic that had seen better days. At first, Marcus wondered what in the world he would ever do with it. But what a bargain, exclaimed the Praetorian auctioneer. And since each of the guards would share equally in the profit, the price would be designated per man, and the bidding began at 10,000 sesterces. A bargain indeed, Marcus raised his hand. 10,000 sesterces to Marcus Julianus. Do I hear 20,000? Another bidder, a fellow named Flavius, raised his hand. 20,000 once, 20,000 twice. Marcus couldn't stand it. 25,000, he shouted. 25,000. Sold to Marcus Julianus for 25,000 sesterces. But isn't there an ancient saying, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware? Well, I guess that would apply to the bidder at an auction also. Certainly to one in particular, Marcus Didius Julianus, because 2 months later, the expensive toy he purchased turned on him and killed him. I said his expensive toy turned on him and killed him. He really didn't need that devaluing piece of real estate, but he just couldn't pass up the prestige accompanying the highest bid. It's interesting how centuries past speak to the present. In ancient Rome, the Praetorian Guards were sort of an agency. They were supposed to defend legal authority, but they wound up usurping it. They mutinied, and they sold out to the highest bidder. They actually auctioned off that one old relic which had seen better days. They actually auctioned off the entire Roman Empire. So, for 2 months anyway, Marcus Julianus was indeed Emperor of Rome. That's history. And so went that once glorious, late great nationwide state, not with a bang, but quietly, going once, going twice, gone forever. And now you know the rest of the story.